episode 64 of Comics and Us. I'm TJ.
I'm Chris.
I'm Lumpy.
And this is the review show that reviews comics, chronologically, kind of. All right, going into Detective Comics number 67 here. This one's called Crime's Early Bird. I should mention Detective Comics as a whole isn't this. This is just the Batman title. So, it was released September 1942. It was written by Bill Finger, penciled by Bob Kane, inked by Jerry Robinson, George Russo, lettered by Irish Snip, and edited by Whitney Elsewhere. The cover artist was Jerry Ott Robinson, and the executive editor was Whitney Elsewhere. I think that's it for the credits on this one. Lumpy, what's the cover?
So first thing about the cover is there's a little stamp on there that says "Keep It Flying" and it has the American flag in black and white.
Yeah.
And then you have Batman and Robin chasing the Penguin on an ostrich. He's riding an ostrich and he's shooting gas back at them.
That's canon.
Really?
It doesn't surprise me because for some reason they like to make him ride birds and use birds.
Yes, but you're right. He does ride it in this.
Yep. Yeah. So he's Batman and Robin are chasing him, and you guys got that little text box at the bottom?
Yep.
Batman and Robin battle the Penguin, that one?
Yep.
In a high-flying, super-action epic, Crime's Early Bird.
This one's also 10 cents, and we got a new winner.
Yeah, Boy Commandos.
Yep.
What did they win?
Comic books.
They won the comic.
Yes. All right. Anything to say on that one?
No, it's cool. I like it. It looks good.
It does. It looks really good.
Yeah. Penguin's not as chubby as I remembered him. Like, I guess he gets fatter as he gets old, as it gets, you know, newer and newer. He gets heavier, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, because he's just, like, in this, he's just penguin-shaped. Like, he's kind of
got, like,
sleek,
a belly. He's got,
but he has a belly, yeah.
All right, who wants a book review?
All right, let's go for it.
SOS Radio Patrol by William Heiliger.
Okay. How many stars you give it? did they like it or did they hate it?
It says, this is a new book. Ask for it at your library.
Okay. So I'll do that.
So we're going to Krypton now for Superman's secret message.
Right. Krypton and war bonds. Nice.
So this is a homegrown secret message.
Who wants? I thought Krypton blew up.
This was before that happened.
I guess.
It was time travel.
He time traveled to tell people in Krypton to buy war bonds.
You're close. It says, "Give the axes the axe with bonds and stamps."
Here we go, bonds and stamps.
So, I kind of want to know if they ever do one of the codes that has nothing to do with bonds or stamps.
Yeah. Like, if I was a kid and I was figuring this out every week, I got to see what the Superman thing is, and that's what it was every week, I'd be mad. All right, I get the bonds and stamps. Give me some real info here.
Well, they do later. Don't
oh, they do change it?
Drink your Oval Tea.
Oh, that was one of them?
No, but that's from the
Christmas story.
Christmas story. And the kid's all excited, and he's like, I got to figure this out. And
he's waiting for the decoder to come in the mail. I remember that, yeah.
It's just a stupid ad for Ovaltine.
Wow, how do we bring up the Christmas story again? Ha, ha, ha.
Anyway, this comic is 13 pages long, and we open up with a non-canon splash page. Uncle Chris, what's happening?
Well, it's non-canon because there's an eagle that's the size of, like, a pterodactyl. And Penguin is riding on the back of it, shooting his umbrella at Batman, who, for some reason, climbed all the way to the top of a pole that's on the roof of a building and tied his bat rope to it and swinging around it in a circle. Right?
Yes. Yes, he is.
Right? And the eagle has Robin. He's giving him a wedgie.
Well, it looks like he's actually trying to take off his pants to me. But.
He's either got like the strap of his underwear or he's pulling his pants down. If you closed up on that, it probably he's got a butt cheek out, definitely. And there's smoke. Something's on fire, and there's smoke coming off a Penguin's gun, and there's a word balloon in there that's telling you about it.
Well, his umbrella, not gun.
Umbrella gun. Sorry. Because I think he's shooting a bullet at that time. It doesn't look like gas, does it?
I don't really know. It doesn't really say.
Mine looks like a bullet because it looks like it's like straight. But with the Penguin, it could be anything.
And Bob Kane got his name in there, just so you know.
He always does. We stop mentioning him, though.
Yeah. But I see it this time. It's very pronounced. I mean, right under the wing of the Eagle.
The there. U.S. Patent Office got their name on it, too. So
they did. They definitely did.
Real opening. Bruce and Dick are going to the theater, I guess.
They got nothing to do. If they're not fighting crime, they got nothing. They're always doing something stupid. Let's go to the theater. How many times are you going to see it? It's the same thing that's been playing every week for the last month, and you've been there flat five times.
So before we get off of this, I am reading this comic on the new DC Comic app, and there's a disclaimer on my page. Do you guys have a disclaimer on your page?
No, no disclaimer. No,
have no disclaimer.
It's actually a good thing, because this disclaimer is needed for this comic before we get in. This DC Comics comic book reflects the sensibilities and language of the time in which it was first published. The content is published without alteration for historical reference.
Oh, yeah, we get some Chinese...
There's a good reason for what they say, and it's, I actually appreciate that they did
that. Well, this isn't the first time we had this problem, but yeah. I mean, they're not... They don't portray them in a bad light. It's just the way they make them sound when they talk.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, we cut over from Bruce and Dick to a stereotypical Chinese man with a bunch of birds.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I guess he has a lot of trained birds or something. They're really smart.
His, name is...
Huh?
His name makes me laugh.
Me too.
I thought it was two names. Go ahead.
His name's Sing Hi Lo.
Sing Hi Lo, but it's H-I-L-O.
Yes.
Well, it's H-I space L-O.
Right. High and low.
Sing high, sing low.
Yes.
No.
Meanwhile, the penguin's back in town.
Are we keeping you awake, by the way?
Yes.
I mean, you just woke up like an hour ago.
I know.
I texted you both at noon. I don't want to hear that crap. You both ignored me for 4 hours.
My phone was dead.
I was working.
Me too.
Anyway, the penguin is, I don't know, with an old lady. I don't know what's going on in the scene here, why he's there, or what's going on.
And he's in, like, a theater or something, but he's got his sunglasses on for some reason, too.
But Bruce and Dick are distracted from the theater when they hear gunshots. And they do a Power Ranger transformation into their costumes, because that's how I'm describing how they do that from now on. And they come across two guys stealing what looks like a giant VCR.
Yeah, it's got it looks like a giant like word bubble. It says Sing Hi Lo. Oh, it's a box with birds in it, I think. It says Sing Hi Lo performing birds, very small on it.
So wait, he keeps his birds in a box?
Apparently with his name on it.
That's a very small box. I hope there's air holes in that box.
Well, it's taking two guys to carry it. Maybe it's a little bigger than we think.
It's like the size of a fish tank.
Anyway, Batman and Robin start beating him up, and then Sing Hi Lo comes out, and he's attacking.
Why we get the names of these people? Like, he calls him Louie the Lip. He calls the guy Hotfoot Harry. He calls
the show that Batman and Robin knew who they are.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's a show that they know who all the criminals are and that they can get them no matter what.
So now this is, now that I mentioned the two names, do we get to Sing Hi Lo, and this is why we got the disclaimer, because it says, cloaked criminals lob Sing Hi Lo. That's how they make him speak.
Yep.
You know what? My mind automatically corrected the speech bubbles in this, and I didn't pick it up at all.
Really? Really? Yeah. It reminds me of, I think it was, I can't remember what movie it was. But
it's A Christmas Story.
No, there's one. Oh, I remember that. Fa-la-ra-ra-ra-ra. But I think it was one of the Lethal Weapons. There was a Chinese guy, and he was like, the one character kept going, flied lice. And the Chinese guy turns on him and says, it's fried rice, you plick. I remember that.
Like, when I read this panel, I thought it was Robin saying, cloak criminals, high low, like for him to get out of the way. I automatically corrected it in my own brain.
But it says lob. I couldn't figure out what lob was. That's why I had to read it a couple times. I thought lob was another person. I thought that was somebody's name. Lob.
Yeah.
I thought it was Lob Sing and High Low. That's what I thought it was.
You'll get it. You'll understand when you go to the next page.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, the penguin's there for some reason and hits the guy in the high low in the back of the head.
Yeah.
And then shoots gas pellets, I guess? I don't know what this is. Smoke pellets? I think he's raiding Batman's utility belt for one.
Smoke cartridges.
There you go.
That's what it says. Surprise! Countless surprises explodes a smoke cartridge. That's what.
Anyway, they get away, and Batman and Robin says, "We'll get him," and we never see high low again, and his birds never get returned.
And that's the next word bubble where he says he speaks the same kind of way. Did you miss that one too?
Yes, I didn't even notice it.
It says, "Fine stuff. You glab sing while criminal lobbers escape."
Yeah, I literally corrected it in my head.
No, well, that's I caught good. It right away.
Yeah, that's I good. Like, I caught that
oh,
one.
Oh, no.
We're but gonna he's got to... That, if you figure out what he's trying to say, he makes a good point. He's like, why did you grab me while the robbers are getting away with my stuff?
Because they were in the smoke and they couldn't see.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they thought they had him, but he had accidentally grabbed him.
Yeah.
And it's funny that you guys are pointing this out to me, because I'm the one that usually catches this stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, this is why I read the disclaimer, just so you know.
Okay. Doesn't matter, because that's all we get from it anyway.
Yeah, that's it.
That is literally it. There is no more.
I wonder if those disclaimers are on the early ones, because they really need it on the early ones.
Yeah.
Now, I'll have to go back and look.
These ones, I understand the disclaimers, but, I mean, are they just trying to show that he's Chinese and that's how, you know, he pronounces the stuff? Is that wrong? I don't know if that's wrong.
Yeah, would it be the same if it was Batman talking like that?
No.
I mean, would you take that as racism, is what I'm saying.
What, if Batman was saying it like that?
Yeah, you've never met Batman before, and that's just how he talked.
Oh, no.
You know
I would
I mean?
Just think that he spoke funny. You know, I thought I would think he had some kind of crazy accent or something.
So, I mean, but I can understand why the disclaimer is there and why they do it.
Well, everybody's afraid. Yeah.
Because this is very stereotypical to have a Chinese man talk like that, but true. If you put it on one of the gangsters, you wouldn't think anything of it.
Right, if you had him with a heavy Italian accent because he's a mobster, it wouldn't have a disclaimer.
Right, exactly.
So, yeah, it's kind of strange. It doesn't bother me either way, so we're good.
It's just I'm not arguing one side or another. It's just a point.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me, to be honest with you, so.
Anyway, a few days after that, Bruce is reading the paper because that's how he finds out everything.
Right.
But the Penguins... He says the Penguins hiding out, planning his next plan. But no, the Penguins doing one of his stupid plans again. All the plans are stupid.
The Penguins got some weird plans.
I like the Penguins' plans.
You hated the last one with the green guy in the casino.
Yeah, well, we never found out about that green guy.
No. He went back to Oz.
I guess.
Maybe the green guy was burnt with acid.
Maybe.
Anyway.
Brody hit him.
Anyway, so there's a new business in town that sells birds as pets, apparently.
Yeah.
And this rich guy walks in, and the Penguins is now selling birds. Sure. And this guy misses his dead parrot, so he buys this new one off of Penguin.
So, wait. The Penguin steals all this guy's birds and then just goes and opens a bird shop and sells the guy's birds?
Yes.
Yes, because that is Sing High Low's parrot.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
And like I said, we never see Sing High Low again. He doesn't get his birds back.
Pretty easy to find. Oh, new bird shop opened up. I wonder if that's Sing High Low's birds.
Yeah, I know. I did the whole... That's why I prefaced this whole plan with stupid, because there's so much stupidity in this plan that it's you can't go through it all.
It's not a great plan.
No, because this bird that this guy's buying is never getting back to High Low, depending on when we find out its fate.
Yeah, no.
Nope.
It's never and, I mean, he starts torturing it from the beginning. He's feeding it sneezing powder for the next day.
Yep. So, the rich guy buys the parrot, and Penguin says he's going to send you food over, but if he sneezes, he can get colds really easy. When he sneezes, call me immediately.
Yeah, I'll fix them for you.
Yep. And then he goes in to talk to his goons, and to brag, essentially, about how smart he is.
Yeah.
So, the guy doesn't feed the parrot until after he opens up his stuff.
Because Penguin sent him food and told him don't feed him until whatever time or whatever.
Yeah, I guess that's what he did. That way he made sure that the guy opened his lock before he did it.
You'd think he'd wait a day or two. How did the Penguin know the guy was going to say his lock numbers out loud?
That's what I couldn't figure out here.
We'll get to that in a moment. But back to the food thing. Penguin says, I'll send you food for him since he is susceptible to cold.
Yeah,
he better call me if he sneezes. So he tells him not to feed him until he gets the proper food so he doesn't get a cold.
Yeah.
I didn't know parrots could get colds, but apparently they can.
I didn't know you caught colds from food either, but whatever.
Yeah, but whatever. It is what it is. Anyway, back in the manor, the rich guy goes to the safe and tells his bird that he's going to look at his pretty jewels and says his safe combination out loud for some apparent reason.
You know parrots repeat what you say. Why would you ever say your combination out loud in front of it?
No, here's a better question. We've all been to high school. When you go to your unlock your locker combination, do you ever say it out loud?
Maybe the first time.
I used to yell it down the hallway.
Only if there was a parrot around. If there was a parrot around, I always said it out loud.
I'm just saying, I've never seen anybody who was unlocking a combination safe say it out loud. Unless they were telling somebody.
If you were going to do that, it would be in an empty room. So, I mean, I do understand he's doing it in an empty room, but that parrot hears him. And they repeat everything you say.
Yeah, I know. Stupid. It's stupid. The whole plan is stupid. Anyway, so he opens the safe, and the bird repeats the saying, and he's like, you're not going to rob me, so it's fine. And then he opens up the box of food, which explodes, and the guy thinks nothing of it. It's there's sneezing powder in it, and the parrot sneezes. But he doesn't suspect that maybe the sneezing powder that just came out of the box happened.
Well, worse than that is, he starts sneezing too.
Yeah, I know.
So, I mean, you don't think it's just from the food?
I don't know. Anyway, so he calls the penguin, because he sneezed.
Right, so he told me to. What am I going to do?
Right. And he comes in, and...
Oh, you didn't mention the penguin's name, the name he told him. His name is I Waddle.
I Waddle.
Because he's
Mr. Waddle.
Because he's begging to get caught. That's why. Anyway, there's like the penguin that's a gas from his umbrella, and he has special cloth up his nose so he doesn't smell it.
You know, I just realized, too, they didn't think too much into this one. Because the guy with the gems, his name is Gemley. Mr. Gemley.
I'm telling you, I think this was like, we didn't have the second part of Two-Face done. We need a freaking quick comic.
Throw something together.
Throw it in there real quick. Yeah. We got the penguin one in the safe over there. Let's use that one.
You know what? We got that penguin one that really stunk, but who cares? Throw it in there. We're waiting for Two-Face anyway. Just throw it in there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not exactly terrible, but yeah, there are some pretty far reaches in this.
Mr. Gemley and Mr. Waddle for the penguin.
And anyway, the guy and the parrot die from the gas. From something
he feels bad that he had to sacrifice Horace. That's what he says.
Yeah, he feels bad he had to kill the bird Horace, but they die from parrot fever. I guess that's a gas. I don't know. I have no idea how viruses and stuff work.
Well, no, the gas he put on had parrot fever in it, so that the cops will just think that they both died from parrot fever.
Right.
Yeah, in the gas.
But before the penguin let out the gas, the parrot repeats the combination of the lock so the penguin can hear it.
Yeah.
So after the guy and the parrot dies, he unlocks the safe. And so that he doesn't get caught with the missing gems, he puts them on homing pigeons.
Where they came from, I have no idea.
I don't know.
He keeps them in his pockets. You'll know later. He keeps them in his pockets.
Those are different kinds of birds. Those are jackdaws.
But he keeps birds in his pockets.
He keeps birds in his pockets.
But we didn't see him take them out of his pockets. So, and if they were in, and if they were in his pockets at the time, the gas would kill them. So
right, unless he stuffed stuff up their nose too.
I'm assuming they came in from the window.
Okay,
that's not how a homing pigeon. Pockets.
Like you can't just tell a homing pigeon to go somewhere, right? Like you have to take them there first at least once.
Well, maybe he did.
Maybe he did.
But anyway, he gives the homing pigeons the loot of jewels, which looks like a lot of jewels. So I don't know how the pigeons carrying it. Anyway,
it does. In the picture, it looks like it's like bags of gold.
Well, right, and he's still got more. So is there a couple of homing pigeons that he?
It says little homing pigeon singular.
Right, but the pigeon's carrying stuff away, and there's still a whole box of stuff there.
Maybe it keeps coming back and forth.
Maybe it's flying back and forth.
Who knows how long it takes, how long it is before the cops get called. Anyway, the penguin boasts of how smart he is, and then the coroner and the cops come, and they're like, you're free to go, penguin, you don't have the jewels, and he died of parrot fever.
Yep.
Bruce gets this, the paper tells Bruce that the parrot Fever killed Jim Lee and he doesn't believe it.
I thought he always believed the paper.
Well, no. He figures it out that it's wrong. He knows that it's always wrong, so he goes the opposite way.
But he believes the radio? There's a radio right, usually?
No, the radio just tells him where things are.
Okay. What about the marquee outside the theater? For some reason, they had some stuff on there.
That's just displaying what's happening. Anyway.
Does he hear the narrator? Can he hear the narrator?
No, he would have everything figured out then.
Yeah, he would be done. It would be easy.
Exactly. Anyway, so I guess Penguin's out for a stroll.
Yeah, why not? It's a beautiful day.
And Bruce and Dick just happen upon him, which I would say is ridiculous, but he set up a bird shop in the middle of Gotham.
and then decided to take a stroll next to it.
He set the bird shop up a day after he robbed a guy of his birds.
So this one's not on Batman and Robin or Bruce or Dick, whatever you want to call them. This one's on the Penguin.
Yeah.
But anyway, Bruce and Dick follow him to a jewelry store, and he goes in and he asks to see some diamonds up to $10,000. And this is what Lumpy was talking about. He pulls some jackdaws out of his pocket, which are birds, and he says he forgot his wallet, so he leaves, and then the jackdaws just steal the diamonds.
Yeah, they rob them.
Yep, yeah. And fly away.
Those birds are not that big. Just swat them out of the air.
They do look like little tiny hummingbirds or something.
So,
but who opened the door and let them back out? How did they get out of the jewelry store?
This is the 40s. Maybe the window's open. It's not like you got to get buzzed into a jewelry store in the 40s, right?
Or maybe the Penguin just left the door open when he left.
Yeah.
Because it's not like those doors were probably just regular doors back then. They didn't like the ones that were like closed.
They might not even have air conditioning. He might have just left them open all the time and keep the little cool air coming in.
Because the jewelry store guy does chase the jackdaws out of the front door.
He does. He chases them right out the front door.
But Bruce and Dick see this and they run towards the jewelry store. But around the corner, the Penguin apparently has a hawk in his umbrella.
In his umbrella, yes. And he's going to murder these birds to get the diamonds.
And he sends the hawk after the birds to bring back the diamonds, and he says that he put rubber cement on the jackdaw's claws so that they wouldn't drop the diamond.
When the hawk murdered them.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so, Penguin's got the diamonds, and he goes back to his hideout, and he's got an ostrich strapped to a wall. Excuse me.
Okay. Here's another thing, though, it says here. He says, behold, another feather in my cap. And he says, more like an engine war bonnet. We don't say engine anymore. That's definitely not okay.
I didn't know what that was, so that's
what they, say in the old cowboy movies. It's like a bad word for Indian. Mm-hmm. They say engine. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I didn't know what an engine war bonnet was. I just went right by it.
I believe that's the headdress that the Indians wore, but they called it. He said engine, and I think that definitely is part of the disclaimer, too.
Okay. Anyway, Batman somehow finds his hideout.
Oh, what else is new? He knows where everybody's hideout is.
Yep.
Yeah.
And they get in a fight. Robin, I think, comes up from a trapdoor.
Does kind of look like that.
I don't know. I don't know what's happening anymore. Anyway, Penguin gets one of his umbrellas, and this one's a flamethrower, and he sets his whole place on fire.
I was going to say, this story gets more and more, it gets deeper and deeper as we go.
It is crazy. Like, it's insane.
So apparently Penguin is shooting liquid fire out of his umbrella. I didn't know that was a thing, but okay. And
it's a good weapon. Yeah.
And he gets on his ostrich and rides away.
He even puts his monocle on his eye while he's riding away, too. He's like, I'll see you later, guys.
And I guess Batman and Robin put out the fire, and then Robin sees a pelican with its beak tied shut, and he opens it up, and hey, look, there's all the stolen jewels.
He just left the pelican there, walking around. The pelican's not even inside. It's walking around the streets.
I don't know. I don't know what's happening in this next panel either, because there's like smoke in the background.
Like yellow smoke in an orange sky?
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, Batman's like, well, it's a good thing Penguin doesn't know Bruce Wayne has a box of jewels in his place, and he just leaves the goons.
Hey, why? What was that?
Well, he wants a penguin.
Yeah, I'm confused by that, too.
Well, I thought the penguin was going to go to Bruce Wayne's house.
Well, he does.
Oh, they never... Oh, yeah, okay, I got you.
Yeah, so Batman says... says that, so the goons would run back to Penguin, and he says the police will get those goons soon enough, but has he met the Gotham City Police Department?
Yeah, they're not getting nobody.
Yeah, no. Anyway, Batman and Robin get into the Batplane, and I don't know what they're doing here. I don't know
they're
why.
They're following Homan Pigeons.
Okay, they're following Homan Pigeons to...
Yeah. Batman takes the homing pigeons from his place and decides he's going to release them because they're going to lead him to the Penguin.
Yeah.
Okay. So he's following the homing pigeon, and he mentions that he's passing a penthouse where they're going to go to a party later?
For no reason. I don't know why they mention that, but... So he lets the birds go and follows him, but in the next panel, he's at Bruce Wayne's house, right?
Yes, I'm assuming the birds go to Bruce Wayne's house.
So the birds just go wherever the Penguin is?
I think they go from wherever he's sent to go back to the Penguin, yeah.
No matter where he is?
I guess. That's what I'm getting from this.
Okay. I don't know how that works.
Batman knew he was going to go to Bruce Wayne's house, so why did he bother getting in the airplane?
Well, the thing is, he picks the box up at Bruce Wayne's and then goes back to his place and opens the box.
Oh, okay. See, I didn't know that. Okay, so he lets him steal it out of Bruce's house.
Yes.
Okay.
And so Penguin takes it, opens it up, and Batman's just keeping bats in boxes now because a bunch of bats blow out of it.
Apparently, in the 40s, if you had a pet, you just stuck it in a box when you weren't, like, playing with it. You just threw it in a box.
There should have been a disclaimer for, like, pet endangerment in this one.
Yeah. PETA should have been involved in this one.
Anyway, in the next instant, that's what the comic says, Penguin's swatting a bat with his umbrella, and then Batman and Robin come charging in, and they're immediately taken down by sneezing gas.
Yeah, it's just sneezing gas. Sneeze powder, I can't see.
Yeah, and Penguin still has cloth up his nose, so he's not affected by it, even though if they can't see, it's obviously getting in their eyes, so I don't know how it's not bothering his eyes.
He has a monocle. He has a monocle, so he's...
He closes the other one.
Oh, okay.
The monocle protects him.
I see. So he ties them up and then leaves a penguin to guard him. A real penguin.
Yes. His penguin butler.
Oh my god, I forgot about this stupid ass part. I can't think of
it. Yeah, it's bad. It's bad.
Penguin decides to go work in his laboratory and leaves the penguin to guard Batman and Robin. But we learn here that Batman speaks penguin.
Yes, he does.
Penguins are also, friendly creatures and like to help people and stuff sometimes.
Yeah, if you can get their attention, they bring you gifts and stuff, apparently.
Yeah.
And Batman's, some of his dialogue is just some him going, ork, ork.
And the penguin says, ork back.
Yeah. And then the penguin goes and gets a lighter and hands it to Batman because, you know, they're friends now.
Yeah, hey, boy,
yeah,
speaks
he
orc.
To
he speaks
ork,
yeah,
ork.
Them.
And then, I guess, you think Batman took him back to the cave?
I think there is a penguin in the Batcave, isn't there?
I don't know.
There might be.
I don't think so. But anyway, he uses the lighter to burn the ropes off. He unties Robin. They go in after the penguin while he's doing an experiment. But the penguin just jumps out a window.
It's like, I'm out of here.
Like, and there's apparently a rope leading to another building that he uses his umbrella to glide down off of. And then what was that? I'm sorry.
I was going to say the same thing. And then he tries to murder Batman and Robin when they follow him.
Yeah, Batman and Robin slide down, and he cuts the rope. But Batman manages to grab the ledge, and I guess they're in a bell tower now because Batman and Robin climb up, and Penguin's surprised it didn't fall to her death. So he blows a whistle.
And it takes a couple panels to figure out what the whistle's about. So
right, because Batman's like, oh yeah, I'm just going to punch you in the face.
You want to whistle on that? Take this.
He punches him in the face, and I guess Penguin sees bats instead of little birds.
I don't know what's going on there. Is that what it is? He sees bats because he got punched in the face?
Yeah, you know, there'll be little Tweety birds around your head.
Yeah, I don't know. Robin said he's got bats in his belfry, so.
No, I think they're in a bell tower.
Yeah, that doesn't. You think they're real bats?
Yeah, they're real bats. They were in the belfry.
Oh, I didn't even notice. The bell. He punches Penguin into the bell.
Into the bell, and when the bell rings, the bats all fly out.
Yeah, there you go. Anyway, they have Penguin, but no, they don't, because the Giant Hawks just show up now and ring the bell.
I think they're eagles. Oh, yeah, he says, my train fighting eagles.
I'm sorry, yeah, eagles. There's a lot of birds in this one.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, So Batman and Robin punch the eagles.
They definitely punch the eagles.
Yes.
Well, Penguin jumps from the belfry and glides down like Mary Poppins with his umbrella.
I was waiting for him to do that, because he does do that in the cartoons and stuff, too, with that gliding umbrella thing.
And Robin says there's no chance of catching him. Not this time.
They just give up.
He's going
through the air on an umbrella. You could probably walk down the steps.
He's only going to float to the ground. He's not flying away.
He's not going fast. Down. They could probably take the staircase down and meet him on the ground. They're like, oh, well, I guess we can't get him.
But they can't use the bat rope and swing out.
It's not like they have a plane or anything, you know?
Right, right. It's not like he's got a grappling hook that he can throw and hit that umbrella and knock him to the ground if he really wanted to.
Yeah, no, Penguin gets away. The end.
No chance. We got no chance of catching him.
The end. That is literally the end. It says the end.
Yeah.
They don't go anywhere else into that.
We've read some pretty out there ones, but this one, man.
Yeah, I'd love to say that I liked it. I realize now how crazy it got when Batman started talking to the penguin, the actual penguin.
I mean, I still liked it, but it was way, way out there. I mean,
it's not as unrealistic as Batman using a plant to explode needles at a guy to free himself.
Yeah, I guess that's not as far-fetched.
If you remember that one, that fern that, you know,
expanded
from the heat and expelled the seeds to get out of it. So Batman
I remember it.
Batman just, you know, does these things.
Well, Batman speaks Penguin now, so.
And we lost Uncle Chris.
We did. Power outage. Somebody might have to tell a joke.
Tell Uncle Chris to text us the joke. We'll tell it.
We should make him record it, and then you put it on the end.
I could. But I think it'd be better if he has to tell us the joke, because he wanted to say something afterwards, and now he doesn't get to do it.
Yep. That sucks.
Oh, never mind. He's back.
Back. That was weird as shit.
Wow.
Lights flickered. The computer went off. It came right back on as soon as they flipped back
lost
on,
it
and
again.
I just reloaded the page and came back on. Where were you?
Okay.
Wait.
We stopped. We kind of stopped the podcast waiting for you. We were going to tell you to have you text us the joke.
Oh. Well, you're still recording on my end.
Yeah.
No, we're still recording. We just started talking.
I just left the recorder on. I'm just going to cut all this out.
Do you want me to just keep going? You want me to tell you the appearances?
Yeah. All right. Uncle Chris, what are the appearances?
We got the Crimes of Two-Face. That's the wrong one. We're in the wrong one. Crimes of Early Bird to be added, it says. All right. Early Bird, individuals, Batman, Robin, the Penguin, Hotfoot Harry, Louis the Lip, Mr. Gemley, and Sing High Low. What a shame, that guy's name. Gotham City, Penguin's umbrella was an item. And it says the Batplane. We did see the Batplane. That's what we did see the Batplane.
We did. Yes.
We did.
Yeah. Hey, we did. I was going to say, it says the Batplane, but I don't know why. But then I'm like, oh, yeah, they were chasing the pigeons.
They followed homing pigeons in their Batplane.
Yeah. So, anybody got anything else on that one?
No, it's ridiculous. Moving on.
Yeah, it was kind of ridiculous. I liked it, but
it was crazy.
Well, I got a joke, so it's going to make it better. So, how would you know if the penguin has corona?
It's a lime in it.
He would have to isolate. Get it? Isolate. Come on.
All right, so why am I not picking you off right now?
Because I wanted to tell you this. I used to love telling jokes about penguins, but it turns out they don't really fly around here. Come on, that's a guy. I'm saving that.
You should have stuck with that one. That one was better.
Well, I was hoping you were going to
our podcast.
Uh-huh.
I was hoping you were going. Well, Corona's going to be around. Don't you worry.
you drink Coronas all the time, don't you?
Yeah. Right. Yes. Exactly. And sometimes I like to isolate my Coronas.
All right, I think that's it for this one. TJ here from Comics and Us, just here to plug the social media. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is at EveryTNUs because someone took Everything and Us, but the name of the Twitter page is Everything and Us Podcast, and then the handle is at EveryTNUs. You can also check us out on Instagram, which is also Everything and Us. These all encapsulate all the podcasts that I do, but you're going to find all your updates for Comics and Us, Anime and Us, so forth and so forth. You can also contact us right now at everythinginuspodcasts@gmail.com. Still working on the website. And until then, that's where you can get a hold of us. That's all. Thanks for listening. Talk to you later. Bye.